Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin a brand new Simon Shin Tes, or Tes Shin, Tiltul Ayide Dover Acher, Imot B'Shabbos. Carrying something in an indirect fashion on Shabbos when the thing that you're carrying is Moktzah. The Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. No tel odom is bino. Person is allowed to carry his child. V'ha evan biyado, and that little child has a rock in his hand. V'lo choshev metalto le'evan, and it's not considered that the man is carrying his son's rock. He's considered carrying his son, and the rock is subordinate to the son, and that's why he's allowed to carry it. There are a lot of details that we have to go through, which we will in a moment. V'hu she'esh lo gaguin, the child has to be a young enough child that, as the Rama says, gaguin is longing. Pirish she'esh lo itzavon kishe'eno im ovid, he would be very sad if he wasn't with his father, and therefore he has these gaguin or love. The child is young enough that he misses his father terribly if he wouldn't be with his father. Shim lo yitlenu yechle, and if the father wouldn't pick up the child who's holding this rock, then the child would be sick. Obviously not pikuach nefasho sick, not dangerous, life-threatening dangerous sick, but the child would be crying. Avulim ain lo gaguin olav, but if the child is not going to miss the father, if the father doesn't pick him up at that moment, even though the child would like the father to pick him up, nevertheless, lo, in this situation, the father is not allowed to pick up the child because he would be indirectly carrying the rock. And the Mechaber continues, and he says, "Afilu kishyesh lo gaguin olav, lo itir al b'yevin." If the child over here is carrying the rock, then if the young child is going to miss his father so terribly, if the father doesn't pick him up, he will cry, so then the father would be allowed to pick up the child holding the rock. Aval, that's only with a rock. Avalim dinor biyado, if the child is having a coin in his hand. So then, afilu lecho zatinuk biyado, and even to hold the child's hand, v'hu mahalik v'raglav, and the child is walking on his own, that would still be osur, that would be forbidden. Why? The chayshin and dilman nafil, because we're concerned that the coin will fall out of the child's hand, and the father will end up picking it up. V'osi avuha lasuye, and therefore we don't let you even hold your child's hand when he's holding this muksa coin. As opposed to with the rock, if it's a young child, then he's going to cry if you don't pick him up, so then you would be allowed to go pick him up. And again, we're talking here, it's not a problem of carrying, we're talking about it's a problem of tiltal of the muksa rock. Finally, the Mechaber continues and he closes and he says, "V'yeshomim shelo asru elokishu no seatinok imdina biyado." There's a more makel opinion that says that you would be allowed to hold your child's hand if he's walking on his own while he's holding a coin, but you wouldn't be allowed to pick him up while he's holding the coin. Avalecho zatinok biyado, but to hold your child's hand while he's carrying a coin, afa pisha dinor biyadatinok, even though the coin is in the child's hands, ain bekach klum, that doesn't pose a halachic problem. Now we said a mouthful over here. We read the entire Sif Aleph Mechaber, and now let's see inside some of the details in the Mishnah Berurah and in some of the Dirshu footnotes. Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sif Katan Aleph. Umayre shehu bechotzer de ein bo ela mishum iser tiltul. As I already mentioned, this is where I got it from. The Mishnah Berurah says we're talking here where it's not a problem of carrying the child, and therefore that is not at all part of the question. The only question is you're carrying the muktzah item, so you're allowed to carry heter items, but you're not allowed to carry muktzah items. Is an iser of tiltul muktzah. Ulekach lo asru bezeh mishum tsar de tinok, and therefore the rabbis in this situation, since there's no problem of carrying over here, it's just tiltul muktzah, since this is a young child and he's going to be quite upset if the father doesn't pick him up, so therefore the rabbis were not gozer in this situation. Kil lekamod, as we will explain. If this was in a Rishus HaRabim, then there would be a separate problem of carrying. Because when you're carrying the child, because then it's as if you're carrying the rock itself in your hand, and if there was an Isser of carrying, so then that would be a problem. Dirshu foot number one reminds us that why isn't it a problem of carrying the child in that situation? So that we've already learned, that would only be an Isser of the Rabbanim. Because we've learned already, if the child is able to walk on his own, then we have the din of Chai Noseis Atzmo, and therefore carrying the child would not be nisud deraisa, that would only be nisud derabanan. So that's why it has to tell us if you were in Rishus HaRabim over here, you weren't allowed to carry, so that when you picked up the child with the rock's not subordinate to the child, and that would be halachically that you're carrying the rock. Siv Katan Beis, the Mishbur explains, if the child has longings for the father, gaguin olav. And therefore the Mishbur says, ulkachlo asru tiltu shalobia dayim bimkom sakonis choli. That's why the rabbis did not institute a gzer over here, they didn't institute an issur derabanan over here, because the child is going to be sick for his father, and therefore they didn't institute over here that the father can't pick up the child, even though he'll be indirectly carrying the rock. The issue foot number two reminds us over here that this sickness, according to Rav Nissen Karl Shlita, obviously is talking about she'enu ela b'open shemacham as gaguv eni yecholas lahargio mibchio actually is so of it. We're talking here about the child just can't be comforted. He's going to keep on crying and screaming unless the father picks him up. And we're talking obviously about a child that doesn't understand Hilchos Shabbos, doesn't understand that you're not allowed to carry a rock. But even though you're not supposed to let even such a child carry an iser in his hands, either we permitted this, we don't make an iser over here, or this is the way children grow up. Or this is part of the heter, that the child's crying so much so, and you can't comfort him, so you're allowed to pick him up, even though he's holding a rock. Now we go back to Mishnah Berurah, who gives a very practical question. Make the child throw the rock down before you pick him up. As we're going to learn later in today's shir, that if you have a rock in a basket, you have to ideally get the rock out of the basket if you can. So here too, make the child throw away the rock before you pick him up. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Yesh Loma, we're talking here, Sheyitza Katinok Vivke. The child doesn't want to throw away the rock, and he's going to continue to cry and scream if you make him throw away the rock. However, but if the rock fell out of the kid's hand, then you're not allowed to pick it up and give it to the child, because they'll tilt to be a dime. That would be carrying the rock directly with your hands, and you wouldn't be allowed to do that. In that situation, what you do, the kid's crying, then you would take the child off your shoulders, you put him down, then the child could go pick up the rock, you're not mechuyev to stop him, and then you can put him back on your shoulders again. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, if the child is older, he's not going to go crazy if you don't pick him up. He'd rather hold on to the rock, then you're not allowed to pick him up. That which we said you're allowed to carry the child with the rock, because in this situation now, if you were to go pick up the child, and the child's not going crazy if you don't pick him up, so then you're actually carrying the muktzah, and it would be considered that you're carrying the muktzah, and therefore it's also in the rabban. The issue number three brings down, the reasoning is, why this is not called tiltum and atzad, because after all, you're not picking up the rock, you're picking up the kid who's holding on to the rock. So Shlomo Zalman's atzad brings down, shekivan shirigilim betiltul kazeh, vein bekachshino, because this is the normal way that you would do something like this. This tiltul is not called tiltum and atzad. And in this regard, it's considered as if you are actually carrying the rock yourself. The Chazon Ish adds over here, and he writes, even if you want to call this tiltul b'atzad, you nevertheless want the rock in that kid's hand in order to keep him quiet. And therefore, nechshav hadavar ketiltul l'tzorech davar aser, and therefore it's considered that you're carrying the child for the purposes of this davar aser, and that's why it's forbidden to carry it if the child is a little bit older and won't go crazy if you don't pick him up. A similar idea is expressed by Rav Azaz at Sal Neshevet Alevi. And he writes, B'nei Sha'atinok rotza l'taltel l'seven, the child wants to carry the stone. Nechsheves ha'evin k'davar choshev, therefore he, so to say, makes the stone into an important item, and it's not bottle to the child. And therefore, the person who's carrying the child, the father over here, is nechshav k'ilu noseyes ha'evin b'yadav, as if he's carrying the rock himself. In any event, we continue now with the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet. The Mechaber said, the first machmir opinion was that the child is holding on to a coin rather than a stone, so then you're not even allowed to hold his hand while he's holding the coin, because it may fall down, and then the father will come to pick it up. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Dalet, Rotzalomar, the nim to metaltel amuktzah b'yadayim. In this situation, you'd actually be handling the coin directly with your hands. V'zelo itiru, afilu b'mokom shenogei l'chashash choli abed. And this isn't allowed, even if the child, he wants that penny, and he really wants it, and he's going to cry like crazy, but that's not allowed, that you can pick up this penny and give it to the child, even if he's going to cry. However, the issue footnote number 4 does bring down that in Simon Tuf Reish Nun Ches, in the Sharet Zion over there, he's going to be matir based upon a Yerushalmi, Lohonif Arovo Litzorech Chola B'Shabbos, that you are allowed to go and wave some sort of like a fan for a chola on Shabbos. Because there is no concern over here of Tiltu Muktzah for a chola. And this young child, one could argue, is a chola Shein Bo Sakana. In any event, the Dirish footnote continues and writes, in regards to tiltul muktzah l'tzorech tinok, doing a tiltul on a muktzah item for the benefit of a child, so the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivman Shin Chav Ches that it's permissible. Why? Shakotin nechshav kichol l'shem bosakon. As I just said, a young child has the halachic status of always being a chol l'shem bosakon. And the Prima Gadim is mitzadeh, shetzorech l'asel zos b'shinoi. You should ideally do at least with a shinoi, but you would be allowed to go and pick up a muktzah item for a child in that setting. In any event, that seems to be a little bit contradictory to the Mishnah Berurah via. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Kivin de lo hevi chashash sakonas nefashos." Again, we're talking here. There is absolutely no sakonas nefashos concern with this child. Is a cholah she'ein bo sakonah. Sivkot and hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, if he has the coin in his hand, according to the second opinion, you would be allowed to hold his hand, but you couldn't pick him up. Wrote Solomar, "Daz yuchlu litos Solomar," because if you go and pick him up, you may mistakenly think the kishem sheitiru bishul atino lisaw enu kishadinor biyado ab shemi melem mistaltel gam hadinor kachmuto lisaw sadino atzum biyado achashinofal litno liyadatino. That you might mistakenly think over here that just like the child is allowed to carry the coin and you're allowed to pick up the child. Therefore, if the coin falls down, you'd be allowed to pick up the coin. So therefore, we don't allow that. But there is no concern, according to the more lenient second opinion, that if you're just holding on to the hand of the child and he drops the coin, that you would come and pick it up. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Kalkala, a basket, Shaisa Nekuva, Usisama Be'evet. Basket has a hole in it, and you plug up the hole with a rock. Now the rock is normally Muktzah. So in this situation, nevertheless, Mutal Tatal, you're allowed to carry the basket with the rock plugging in the hole. Why? Shari Nasa Kedofnim, because this rock is now no longer a rock, it's now like a wall of the basket, and therefore you can pick up this basket with the rock inside of it plugging up the hole. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Vav. We're talking here about the rock is securely attached, it's plugged in well, it's attached well to the basket. Or Oshikosher, it's tied in. But if it's just loosely fitting in over here, then it's not considered like a wall, then you have a problem if you're carrying a rock in this basket. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein delas. Likewise, if you have some sort of a gourd, let's say like a watermelon, which you hollowed out the watermelon over here, and you took out all the fruit, and you're just left with the rind, which is being used now as a basket to go fill up water in a well. Shetolim ba'evet. Now, the basket will float, so you want to get it, go down into the well to pick up the water, so you attach a rock to it. Kidei lahachbida, to weigh it down. Lamalos ba'mayim. Now you can use it as like a bucket to go and fill up water from the well. So if this rock, if the rock is tied tightly to this gourd, and it won't fall out, then you can use it, it's not muktzah. And it's considered part of the dalas over here, and therefore it's considered batal to it, and therefore there's no problem over here of being metal to the whole item. However, if it's not tightly attached, then it's not considered part of the gourd, the imlav also. Now it's a rock in a basket, so to say, and it's not allowed to be carried. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, Hainu dalas yevesha, we're talking here about a dried out type of a gourd, b'chalula, and it's hollow now, shemamalin b'mayim. It's like I said, if you have a watermelon that you scraped out all the inside, and you just left with the shell of the watermelon. Rak b'mneshi kala, and since it's so light, b'tzofa p'yamayim, and it would float in the water, it wouldn't sink into the water, you wouldn't be able to use it to fill up as a basket or a bucket, tolin b'evin, you put in a stone, kidei lachbida, to weigh it down. Sivkot and Ches, we said if it's tied in tightly, then it's okay, but if it's not tied in tightly, it's considered like you have a rock in a basket and you're not allowed to move it. V'imlav osur. Shadalas atzum muktzah, because the delas in this situation is muktzah. Shenas is bosis l'dover osur, because it's not in and of itself usable, and therefore it's becoming basically a base for something that's muktzah, the rock. Now, the issue foot number 5 brings down, if you were miyached es evin, if you said this rock is no longer a rock, this is forever going to be the weight that's weighing down this dalas. So then the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down Shemola Dovel Levato Mimeno Shemuktzah. Then it's no longer called a rock. It's now called the weight weighing down this dalas. And since it's a permanent designation, we spoke already previously in Simon Shin Ches that you can designate a rock on a permanent basis. Af Imhoeven Eino Keshula Dalas, and this would be true even if it wasn't tied into the dalas. The issue foot number 6 brings down, however, Omnom, Shedin Bosis Lo Nemar Elo Kasher Mishamej Dover Aheta Ledover Muktzah. The concept of a din of Bosis we're going to learn is when the item that is the basket is being Mishamish over here, something that is Muktzah. Velo Kishim Mishamej Dover Muktzah as Dover Aheta, but not when the Muktzah item is, so to say, using the basket. And there's a distinction over here between the basket over here being Mishamish the rock and the rock, so to say, being Mishamish the basket. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kal kol meleya peros, the Evan Mesochi, the basket that's filled with fruits, and it also has a rock inside this basket. So imhem peros retuvim, if they're moist, wet types of fruit, kigon tainim vanovim, like figs or grapes. Yitol osa kimoshi. Then you're allowed to carry the basket with these grapes or figs inside of it, even though there's a rock inside of it. Because shem yinara peros mitocha, if you go and shake out the fruits from inside there, since they're soft fruits, they will be destroyed by shaking them out, yivsadu, and you'll lose them. But if they're hardier types of fruits that will not be destroyed, so then yinarim, you have to go and shake them out of the basket. And the rock will also go out with them. And this way you don't have to carry the rock with the basket and you can put the fruits back inside. This is when you're talking about that you only want the basket or you only want the fruits inside of it. But if you need the place where this basket was standing, it's on a table, and you need that table, and it has the rock inside of it, so then then you can just take the whole thing off, because even if it's a muktzah item over here, it is nevertheless allowed to move. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess explains, Av sheyesh even besolcho, even though you have the rock inside the basket with the fruits, the nasak kakola bosses lisa leheter, so the basket essentially becomes a base for both heter, the peros, and the iser, the rock, the heter, choshuv yoser ubatel iser legaba, since the peros are much more important than the rock, so the rock is considered batel, and this is just the basket leheter. Vari kilu eino bosses rock leheter. It's as if you only have a base for the heter. V'yafu gadu meile metalto gamo even, even though you're also carrying the rock, shari letalto la kakola ula anigiyah lemokum. So you can carry the basket with the rock inside of it to the place where you want to. You don't have to take the fruits out one by one. Because we're concerned that they will fall onto the ground. However, but if you have the fruits inside little baskets themselves, inside the bigger basket, then you have to take out the little baskets of fruit inside the bigger basket. If they're hardier fruits and they're not going to be ruined, so then you have to figure out a way to go and shake them all out that you don't have to carry the rock. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry the rock with the fruits. Even though it's the same rationale, it's a base for both Isser and Heter. And certainly, if you can shake out the rock itself, you just get the rock out and toss it away by shaking it out. You must do this, as we will learn, in the Rambah. The issue foot number 8 brings down, do you have to do this on Erev Shabbos if you could have? And if you didn't do it on Erev Shabbos, does that change the din? An interesting discussion which you don't have time to go through right now, Ayin in Dirshu footnote number 8. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph explains the Mechaber who said that you have to shake out the rock if you can. If you shake everything out of the basket, then you can put the fruits back into the basket in Rotsa Lagiyam Lushukhan if you want to bring them all to the table. However, you should be careful not to disperse the fruits all over the place, because then you have another problem. Because if you have dispersed fruits all over the place and you pick them up and put them in a basket, that sounds like work. And that is not allowed. As we will learn when we get there. And Dishu foot number 9 explains that over there we're going to learn that it makes a difference where this was. If it's in a chotzer, then you're not allowed to do this. If it's in a house, then you have a machlokus whether you're allowed to do this or not. Ayin in this footnote for more details. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis tells us that if you did need the place where the basket was, then you can move the whole thing without having to shake out the rock. And the reasoning is, does Yev Sholinar, because it won't help you if you shake out the rock, the Shema Yipol Evel and Mokum Sarachilah, because then the rock will fall in the place where you need it over here. The rock will be on the table. Therefore, Lekach Yochel Et Nenel Kamoshi, therefore you'll have to take the whole basket with the fruits and the rock, Imo Evin, Ulatatula Ad Mokom Shirtze Vinaris Osham, you can pick the whole thing up, take it to the place you want, and shake it out over there, or just leave it there. Oh, yeah, leave it as it is. Dishu foot number 10 has a very interesting discussion regarding Ligabe Nir Klipos Michael Shadinon Kamukza. You want to shake out over here all sorts of peels on the table that you have, and they have the status of being mukza. And you could shake them off the table and have them go on the floor. But you don't really want them on the floor, you'd like to put them in the garbage. So he brings down over here in the name of the Chazon Ish that you're not mukhiv to go shake them off on the floor. Why? Shane Sarach Lenarin over here right onto the floor. Mipnei Shani Yorzeh Yigrom Shetia Karka Abayis Mokum Sheinu Noki Litashmish Vehiloch. Because now your floor is going to be a mess. You're going to have all these peels all over the floor. Umishum Kach Nechsheves Haritzbo Kimokum Shev Sholinarbo. And therefore the Ritzbo over here is just like the place where we had the basket on the table, and you don't want to shake off the basket stuff over there because you need the place at the table, because maybe the rock will then be on the table. So too here, the Muksa stuff will be all over the floor where you don't want it to be. Similarly, Mishanimtsa Beveis HaKnesses, if somebody finds himself in a shul, you're having shalashudis or something like that in the shul, and you shake off all the stuff all over the place, and now people can't walk over there. Or Mishim is bayish lenaris hamuktzim b'mnei rabim shemitzorim bosamokum, where you're embarrassed to shake off something. Let's say you find a pen in your pocket and you want to shake it off over there, and everybody's going to see that you had a pen in your pocket. So Rav Nissen Karol Shlita says shenechshav adover kemoshi efshul lenaris hamuktzim. So that's a similar situation to over here, that you can't go shake it off because mishum covered a brias, because that would be a lack of human dignity for that person. That concludes today's shiur.